Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, folks. Marty Griffin here. Wendy Bell.
Hey, everybody. Big
all right.
day.
In response to the young lady, a very
Lisa.
Passionate young woman who called from East Liberty, I want to throw some numbers at you just to clarify things for you. Last year, 457 white people were shot and killed by police. 399 black folks shot and killed by police. 40% of the deaths by police, white, 23% black. Last year, 144 police officers killed by gunfire in the line of duty. Lisa, thank you, and thank you for your interest. I wanted to bring Jasiri. She was interested in that, so there's no relevance to this conversation with Jasiri X. Jasiri, how are you today, sir?
I'm okay.
Appreciate you doing this. You're always very candid and honest. I've been interviewing him for close to 15 years now. He's an activist. He's a rapper. He always has a message that's about building community. So, Jasiri, is there an action plan that you and other activists have based on a verdict? And if there is, can you tell us if there is?
I think absolutely there's going to be action, you know, depending on the verdict, you know. And so that's really what it is right now. I think regardless of the verdict, if the verdict is guilty or not guilty, I think this whole experience has showed us that we need to make some real changes in the criminal justice system of Pittsburgh, in how we deal with police shootings, and, you know, whether or not we need to bring an independent prosecutor in cases like this. And so I think regardless to what happens, you know, we have to move forward with action because this shows that the system is completely broken.
I mean, Jasiri, be specific with me, and I appreciate you doing this. Is there immediate action? I mean, will folks be in the streets? Will they shut down traffic? What do you mean by action, sir? Thank you.
Well, I mean, I think that if the officer is acquitted, I think that people should. You know, I think generally Pittsburgh should take action because an injustice happened in this city, and an injustice to where we saw on video a 17-year-old boy being shot in the back. So I would encourage any citizen in Pittsburgh that cares about humanity to do something to improve the system in this city if this officer gets acquitted.
So, Jasiri, let me ask you this, and I like your commitment to social justice and also to nonviolent justice. I like how you focus on that. But I have to ask you, if Mr. Rossfeld is acquitted and there is violence, are you then saying that the system simply doesn't work for you, for black people? It just doesn't work, even though this jury was chosen from another place and it had representation of you know, the spectrum of Allegheny County. Are you saying that the system then is inherently rigged against you?
So look at the whole, we got to take it back. So in a perfect system, in a perfect world, when we watch Antoine Rose shot in the back on video, unarmed, running away by this officer, immediately that officer would have been indicted for homicide. It wouldn't have taken a week. That officer wouldn't have got an unsecured bond, which is actually against the Constitution, for homicide. That officer would have had to pay bail. In a perfect world, the police departments, Allegheny County, Pittsburgh, would have came out and said, this is not good policing. This is not what we train our officers to do. We believe this officer should be found guilty.
But Jasiri, let me ask you this. Where is the culpability of people involved in a drive-by shooting, which is a felony? Where is the guilt there?
So let me tell you what happened in that case that you brought it up, because that's a great question. What happened? The young boy who did the drive-by shooting and ran, he was caught, he pled guilty, and he was convicted. That proves without a doubt that there was no reason for Rostell to shoot Antoine Rose in the back, because the actual person who did the shooting and ran didn't harm anybody else, was caught by police, was prosecuted and convicted. This is what I'm saying. So the same thing should happen with Rossville. He's on video He shot a boy in the back. He should be convicted. We shouldn't even be here. There should be no criminalization of Antoine. His name shouldn't have to be dragged in the mud. This whole thing, the fact that there's police surrounding the courthouse right now shows that the system is broken. The officer should have pled guilty, and we could have moved on. And
this would have been a regular day in Pittsburgh.
This would have been a regular day in Pittsburgh, and we'd be talking about something else.
So hold on. We don't have a lot of time. We don't want to cut you off.
Yeah.
So Rossfeld's attorney said, if Rossfeld is black, he doesn't think he'll be charged. If Antoine Rose is white, there's no case. Do you buy that?
100% not. I mean, we've seen all around the country in police brutality cases where black police officers brutalized black people and were charged. So, I mean, but if Antoine was white, the officer would be in jail right now. Would be no question whether or not the officer would be in jail. Would be no question whether or not he would have pled guilty. He wouldn't be getting the support that he is. This is the thing. We saw the video. So the fact that we're even having a conversation on whether or not this man is guilty or not shows that the system is broken, shows there's a bias towards black people. Antoine was an AP student. He was a skateboarder. He was somebody who volunteered at the free store in his community. He's a 17-year-old boy and a human being.
Jaziri, would you...
respect.
I like what you just said, and I want you to explain it to me. You said that there are police surrounding the courthouse proves that the system doesn't work. Explain that. We've only got like 30 seconds, so I'm sorry to drop that on you.
So police have a choice. Like, the choice could have been, we're going to stand together in police community and say what this officer did was wrong, and we believe that he should be found guilty. But instead, you chose to surround the courthouse. The protest, people asking for basic human rights become demonized.
I get it.
We become demonized because we just want to be treated fairly and equally in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, all right.
That's insane.
I get it.
Well, that I understand. Thank you for that.
Jaziri, I appreciate it. I appreciate you being frank. You always step up. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you.
All right.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.